June 23, kind and courteous words. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Isaiah 50, verse 4. What Christ was in his life on this earth, that every Christian is to be. He is our example, not only in his spotless purity, but in his patience, gentleness, and winsomeness of disposition. He was firm as a rock where truth and duty were concerned, but he was invariably kind and courteous. His life was a perfect illustration of true courtesy. His presence brought a purer atmosphere into the home, and his life was as leaven, working amid the elements of society. Harmless and undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, the uncourteous. Amid the unjust publicans, the unrighteous Samaritans, the heathen soldiers, the rough peasants, and the mixed multitude. He spoke a word of sympathy here and a word there as he saw men weary and compelled to bear heavy burdens. He shared their burdens and repeated to them the lessons he had learned from nature of the love, the kindness, the goodness of God. He sought to inspire with hope the most rough and unpromising, setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would make them manifest as children of God. Jesus sat an honored guest at the table of the publicans, by his sympathy and social kindliness showing that he recognized the dignity of humanity, and men longed to become worthy of his confidence. Upon their thirsty souls, his words fell with blessed life-giving power. New impulses were awakened, and the possibility of a new life opened to these outcasts of society. The religion of Jesus softens whatever is hard and rough in the temper and smooths off whatever is rugged and sharp in the manners. It is this religion that makes the words gentle and the demeanor winning. Let us learn from Christ how to combine a high sense of purity and integrity with sunniness of disposition. A kind, courteous Christian is the most powerful argument that can be produced in favor of the gospel.